This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
We are about to get into a conversation with Dr. Bravo Mashabela, who is an ENT surgeon. We're talking about the cleaning of our ears using what we call earbuds. I know that ENTs don't like to call it, but I'll ask him just shortly. Good morning. Thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm well. Good morning to you and your listeners too.
So, Doc, before we get into the cleaning of the earwax, let's first understand what earwax is and its purpose in the ear.
The earwax comes from the gland in the ear canal called pheromonolytic gland. Okay. It lubricates your ear canal so that it mustn't stay forever dry.
Sure. And now the cleaning or the removing of wax in the ear, is it necessary and how should we be doing it?
The cleaning is necessary, but it's dependent because sometimes your ear canal can be so narrow. Sometimes your ear canal can have excessive wax.
Mm.
But it's not routine where you have to clean your ear on a daily basis.
Okay.
Because the ear drum and the skin in the canal, it grows slowly like nails, rotating, coming upward. That's okay. Why sometimes you feel the ear itching.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, people use earbuds to say, my ear is itching, I've got a lot of wax. And the majority of them, when they put the earbud, it comes out brown, but majority of the earwax has been pushed deep into the canal.
Sure. And then these earbuds, take us through the dangers. I mean, you just mentioned there how it can push the wax in. But what then happens when the wax now, and we've been using it for a long run, we've been using earbuds. Now the wax is continuously being pushed in the ear. What are the dangers there?
The dangers are from the earbuds themselves. Some of them are of poor quality.
Okay.
The gold in front there can just dislodge and go into the ear. Some come to remove them. Sometimes if you are doing the ear cleaning and you find that you are not going to treat it, sometimes you are holding a child. The child can push your hand. Mm. There are those who have injured the ear canal. There are those who have injured the eardrum directly. So what is important with the earbuds is that when the earwax or anything is on the outside of your ear canal, you can just use it to mop outside, not pushing it deeper.
Sure. And that you mentioned that itchy sensation that we sometimes feel in the ear. And I think, Doc, you've seen in the many years that we tend to use all things, even not just an earbud, you know, your matchsticks, toothpicks, pen, backsides of the pen, those things that we are using. What kind of danger do they pose to the ear?
They pose immediate trauma to the ear canal.
Yeah.
And the other thing, as a person grows, you have got hair cells there. You also irritate those hair cells. On the roots, you end up getting infection. Some of them will get surprised. Why am I getting infection outside my ear? It's because you are irritating on the roots of the hair cells that are there. So it's important that if you feel something unfamiliar in your ear, go to the clinic, the nurse will look. Go to the general practitioner. The general practitioner will be able to look. Or ask your partner or anybody at home to look first before you can put anything in your ear canal.
Yeah, Doc, thank you so much for that stern warning. We hear you. And for those who would love to make contact with you for your expertise, how do they do that, Doc?
They can get me on my phone number directly, 083-489-3209. Emergencies only. Or they can get me from my practice in Polokwane. I'm practicing at 57 Compensati Street.
Thank you. I contact
on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Doc. Do enjoy the rest of the day. There you hear it. You put nothing in your ear. That's what he says. Absolutely nothing inside that ear. If the wax is on the outside, yeah, you can mop on the outer layers of the ear because, you know, you want to get that clean, finished look. But definitely on the inside. And I think he said something that scares me a little bit. He says, you know, sometimes some of these earbuds are not of great quality. You put it in and that cotton bud stays within the ear. Now you must go and get it extracted. It's a lot. But you know that satisfying feeling, though? I think that feeling is the one, ma'am. That feeling is the one. But we must be wary of that feeling and trying to satisfy it. Although the doctor said that, I know that we do, you know, all these things and put things in our ears that will give us that satisfying feeling. And sometimes we're just trying to wash out all the wax. What do you use when, what do you use to remove that wax? And sometimes, loko tokun wa isanya na lok fikere la gashin dawana lishia, utresa inu uchela inze kanjabia wenan, jelenka 079-899-6226.
For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.